Big Show Friday rolls on, the summer edition, and checking in with us is the Assistant Athletics Director for Indiana University. It's our good friend Jeremy Gray. Jeremy, good morning. How are you?
Hey, good morning. Thanks so much for having me.
Hey, thanks. No. Thank you for being with us, because Jeremy's going to help us translate from Cubanism to English just how cool the donation, just how cool. I want to call it the equipment, but that's not it. But it's all encompassing into one. Mark Cuban last Friday presented Indiana University with a wonderful gift, $5 million, that covers athletics, it covers sports media, it covers academia. So let's just start there and move forward. This is pretty amazing.
Yeah, I mean, we're really, really excited about it. And I think, you know, considering our resources, we've done a pretty good job in the world of video and kind of broadcast operations. But we have, you know, some limitations. There are places like Nebraska or Texas that have had a lot more money in order to frankly do a better job than what we have. Well, Mark Cuban in one fell swoop not only took us past them, but took us well into the future. And really, it has to do as much with his vision on where it could go and his connections within that industry and his professional expertise as it does with his $5 million. And don't get me wrong, $5 million is a really important component, but we kind of came to him, or Fred came to him, after discussions, you know, within the department, with an idea of having the student-focused collaboration with the university to have students create the video and broadcast content for IU Athletics, like stuff that you'll see on the video boards, the videos that we post on social media, videos that we'll create for recruiting purposes. That was kind of our idea, live streams of all of our events done in a more professional way.
So he saw that and leapt over it in one fell swoop and decided, hey, here's a technology no one's using. Why don't you guys? Here you go. We'll give that to you.
Yes. Yeah. He looked at it. He's like, yeah, that's a pretty good idea. That's a pretty good idea. But what you really need to do is you need to prepare these kids for the jobs that will be existing 10, 15 years from now. So he got us thinking about 3D and virtual reality. Eventually, I think it'll lead to holograms, which actually forced us. We already had ideas of how we could partner with the media school and people in telecommunications or sports communications and journalism. But he got us thinking with virtual reality. We're like, who knows how to do virtual reality? But no one that I know, so we had to call it informatics. And informatics has people that are familiar with that technology.
Was that one of the most appealing things of this project, was clicking all those boxes on the academic side of things and the sports side of things, how that collaboration to bring everyone together?
Absolutely. You know, like, if you'd have told me a year ago that I would be spending a lot of quality time in the Advanced Visualization Laboratory in the basement of the Cyber Infrastructure Building on 10th and the Bypass, I would have told you you were crazy, but I did, and there are five or so people who work in the ABL over in the CIB building who are now an indispensable part of my job and what we're doing at IU Athletics. It's been tremendous. You know, we had our videographer, Patrick DeHane, going to various informatics classes to meet students who are doing gaming and virtual reality. It's been great to see that collaboration really blossom, and I think it's going to be really exciting as we start to codify more curriculum in various schools and departments within the university to help create content for us. What's great for them, a lot of times they create this amazing content and it's only seen by their fellow classmates or in their own classroom. What athletics can do as kind of a front porch to the university is, you know, you make a cool virtual reality video in your class, we can put it on the concourse of the new assembly hall and fans all across the country be able to experience it.
Sure, not to mention your social outreach as well. You've got a few followers
or we put it on the video board at Memorial Stadium and 45,000 people see it all in one fell swoop. So I think it it's a huge win for the university as well as the athletic department.
Jeremy Gray is our guest this morning. He is the Associate Athletic Director for Indiana University. Now, we talk about the $5 million. That's kind of more the bricks and mortar that go with this as well. And putting this new center inside the new Assembly Hall, how does that fit into the plans that maybe you had, or was this always kind of in the back of your mind, if we could get this deal done? Because we know construction has just started, and we know there's a finite timeline you want to get Assembly Hall up and ready to go by. How did that all blend together? I think that's interesting as well.
Well, there were a couple of things that
Mark, you got a large shoehorn, a can of grease.
There are a couple of things that Mark Cuban really stipulated with the gift. One, he did not want to build a new building.
That was a great comment he made at his press conference, by the way, about that. When he talked about older people donating a building at the end of their life, he goes, "I got some more innings, man. I'm not going anywhere anytime soon." That was just shows his sense of humor and how he gets it.
So we kind of took that to mean that we need to reuse space that we already have. So we're looking at the west side of Assembly Hall. That there's, I don't want to get into the room particulars, but there's a lot of space there that we will convert into small. And actually, with his idea, it became a lot smaller physically than what our original idea was. He thinks that the traditional television studio is a dinosaur, and we needed a virtual television studio.
Oh, and, gotcha.
Yeah, and that the virtual reality software that we're going to use can fit on a laptop. It doesn't have to be in some sort of big Whopper 5000 war game room.
Whopper, that's a reference of the week there. I'm writing that one down. War games, yeah. Very good. Very good. But no, it's interesting because people don't get that because they hear big money. They hear big player Mark Cuban. They hear virtual reality 3D and think that you need to buy another 600 acres and blow down 40 feet of limestone and create a huge complex. It's the exact opposite, and I think that's what's fascinating, brilliant, and frightening all at the same time.
Yeah, and so we're going to put in some technology called 3D multicam technology in Memorial Stadium and Assembly Hall. And what that is, the easiest way to describe it is if you've ever watched the Super Bowl or the Final Four, and you see Peyton Manning throw a pass, and then the ball stops in midair, and they do that full 360-degree view of that play from every angle, like the Matrix.
Yeah.
Well, we're getting that in Memorial Stadium and Assembly Hall. We'll be the only college in the country that has it. And we had a meeting with them this week because they were scouting both Assembly Hall and Memorial Stadium of where they need to put their cameras. It'll take 30 cameras in both venues, by the way, and it'll be amazing. But and they were talking about the applications for it, and they believe in 5 to 10 years that the professional leagues are going to use this to replace officials and umpires.
Yeah, because you don't miss anything.
And
it's closer, it's HD crystal clear.
It's HD crystal clear. It's actually part of the reason Mark Cuban is an investor in it. And we had a line by the guy from 3D, because what will happen is year one, they'll do it with students watching. Year two, those students will be trained to use 3D multicam technology. And within 2 years, every Major League Baseball stadium is going to be required to have it, and then all of the professional stadiums will have it. It's being used in professional soccer across the globe. It's actually an Israeli company. So we were like, yeah, that would be pretty cool to put on the resume. The guy goes, you won't have to put it on your resume. We'll hire them right on the spot because they'll be the only people in the world who know how to do that.
And I think that's part of the law of unintended consequences. You think, well, great, we'll just manage content, create content, and have all that. No, you'll be training, and you'll be the forefront of it. That's really the gift I think Cuban had his sights set on, correct?
Correct. And, you know, I mentioned Patrick DeHaene earlier. For the rollout, Mark Cuban wanted all sorts of virtual reality tours of campus on display. Well, we didn't have anybody who knew how to do it. So, like, Patrick DeHaene, within 2 months, had to learn how to do virtual reality video. He learned how to do it, made 6 really nice videos. And I'm thinking to myself, I just trained him to go get a job at Disney.
Exactly right.
I have to fill a position. Because how many people in the entire world know how to make virtual reality videos? Probably 200. And now I have one of them who works out of our basement. So we need to take care of Patrick.
And then he's got to train everybody else, and then you need to lock the basement doors, which you need to do. That's what has to happen there. But how exciting is that to bring this all together? And you'll see, the fan will see the tangible results where immediately?
Well, you'll see it. Preedy Multicam will go in Assembly Hall and Memorial Stadium, and our video board shows will be separate from anybody in the country. And the networks themselves that are broadcasting their games will be able to plug into our Freebie.
Yeah, technology. They can handle all that, can't they? Obviously, if they're doing the Super Bowl and things like that where that's already in place, that shouldn't be a huge...
An IU football game against Indiana State on the Big Ten Network or an Indiana basketball game against Ball State, in the middle of December will have the same broadcast quality as the NBA Finals and the Super Bowl.
That's awesome.
It'll even change your experience of watching IU games on television. And then, as far as virtual reality goes, pretty quickly we'll start having stations that you can experience what it's like to run out of the tunnel the day of an IU basketball game if you're a player, type stations around our venues for fans to experience virtual reality technology. And then I think... the overall quality of the videos that we produce, that we put out on social media or on our video board, with students creating this, being trained by professionals in their field, I think that will be much better for fans to experience. So it's going to be a big win for IU fans for sure.
Get on that next level, and there's two ways to go. Either you're first, or you show up to the party late, and it's no surprise that partnering with Mark Cuban is going to put Indiana first in line and become the leader in that. Jeremy, great. Thanks for your time. Thanks for the explanation. I think a lot of people didn't get how it was all going to come together, and you did an excellent job of telling us from the tech side to the fan experience side and everything in between. We appreciate you being with us in exciting times here in Bloomington, and we look forward to kicking it off with football coming up in August.
You got it. We really appreciate it. Happy to come on anytime.